The Naked Love Podcast with Theo Manderson
and Kaffee, aka A Cup of Kaffee.
Welcome everybody. Welcome to the Naked Love Podcast by Premier Gospel. My name is Kaffee, aka A Cup of Kaffee.
And my name is Theo Manderson. As the title says, we are getting naked with love.
You know this, guys. You know this by now. Thank you guys for rocking with us. We've been getting so much amazing feedback. You guys are the best. We've been seeing all the tweets, all the comments, all of it. We thank you guys. It's been amazing, amazing, amazing. So as you guys know, we keep it raw, we keep it honest, and we just do our thing, you know. We just be honest about what's happening in relationships, every different aspects, and I'm just loving it. And honestly, like we say all the time, if you're thinking about it, we are talking about it.
That's right.
Coming up, we may have episodes about things like sex toys, you know.
She was excited to say that one, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be a very interesting topic, because that's going to be very interesting. So
I noticed you said that.
Stay tuned, guys.
I noticed you said that very quickly. You're just like, I need to get that one out. So we also want to hear from you. If you have any relationship questions or queries, dilemmas, as you know, each episode at the end, we'll read out a question from one of you guys. We'll pick one of your many questions and read it out. And if you want to be part of it, all you have to do is go to studio2@premier.org.uk. studio2@premier.org.uk. So we come to one of our favorite parts of the show.
I love this. You guys know what time it is.
It's NL Street time.
NL Street, baby.
Yeah, and this is a good one. It's a real good one.
This week on NL Street.
Oh my goodness! Did you hear about Michael and Dami?
No, what happened to them?
Dami's pregnant. She's pregnant.
Oh, that's fantastic! That's great news.
Isn't it? It's just so exciting, man. And obviously, you know, I'll be the one that's planning the baby shower. Ooh, pink or blue. Ooh, maybe both, you know. Imagine if it's twins. Oh my gosh. Oh, I can't wait to buy all the little socks and vests. I'm so happy for them.
Seeing you this happy has got me thinking. What do you think?
What do I think about what?
You know, should we? You know, should we?
Should we what? Just spit it out, Jace.
Why don't we try for a baby?
No. Oh my. No way.
Oh, but you're just so happy about a baby. You're just really excited, so...
Yes, I'm happy for them. Like, not us. Please.
But, Jade, I think it would be great. You're so good with kids. You love them. And we can have our own little family. Just us.
Come on, you and I are already a family. Not now, Jason. I'm just getting on with my career and I'm only just into my 30s. Listen, we've got plenty of time. Don't worry, okay? One day, but just definitely not now, okay?
But you said once we've got married, we can think about it.
I have thought about it, Jason. I love you. You know I do. But just... not anytime soon, okay? Just not anytime soon, please. Like, please.
Why don't we just, like, talk about it a little bit? Just have a little conversation, just...
Really, Jace? Look at this body. It is not ready for a baby. I'm not losing this body for anybody yet, okay? Okay?
More from NL Street next week.
Poor Jason. So this week, Jason's the one that's feeling a bit sad.
Bless him.
Tiddums, right?
I know. Bless him.
So today, as you can see, we'll be talking about babies. Mm-hmm.
This is a topic that gets many people tetchy. When to have a baby. I mean, childbirth has been happening from the beginning of time. And many people assume that one day they will have a baby. And as children and teens... you know, some, like, for girls especially, you kind of just grow up to say, oh, I'm going to get married and have kids, you know. Mm. Like, I don't know. Have you always seen your life with children?
I did see children in my life, but not when I had them.
Mm-hmm.
I did see myself having children, like, in my late 20s. I remember we did this exercise when I started school. We used to say first years. You lot say year seven. So, first years.
Yeah.
When we started high school, it was called first years. But you lot say year seven. Mm-hmm. So, for all you millennials, year seven. For us older heads, first years in high school. So, yeah, in secondary school. I remember mm-hmm. we did this project in English. And it was like your future plans. I remember writing down, I like to have two children, two boys. I didn't want any girls.
Aww.
Two boys. My late 20s, like 27, 28, because I wanted to live my life and do my thing and then, you know.
Do your thing, yeah. Yep.
And then have two boys. But yeah, that was my plan. So I always knew children would be my plan, but not when I had them. What about you? I know.
Interesting. Well, for me, like I said, as girls, you kind of get taught that thing. But for me, I've never actually been one of those girls who's, like, always dreamt of, you know, getting married and having kids. And I'm not going to lie, the idea of pregnancy made me feel really sick. Like, I would, like, thinking about it would make me throw up. And I'm not even kidding.
Wow.
Like, I just thought, oh my God. It just made me feel like, oh, there's something else growing inside you. Like, honestly, when I was younger, it just made me feel like, ugh. And like I said, I kind of thought, you know, I didn't know if I would ever get married. I didn't know if I would ever, you know, just want it. Like, I love kids. A bit like Jade, you know. But I wasn't married at the time, obviously. I just thought, you know, yeah. But I knew probably I would have them. But I thought, honestly, I thought maybe if I wasn't with anybody, I would have it, you know, by one of these, you know, scientific methods or whatever. But now that I'm married... Yeah, honestly, wow. Like, it's a bit weird. I didn't think, not that I thought because I won't meet anybody, but it was a bit weird. I was such a weird child. I was such a weird child. Basically, no, I'm not even going to say it. It's just a bit weird. But I just wanted to see what my children would look like.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Designer baby stuff. Like, I literally thought to myself, I would love to have, like, a child. And again, at the time, I was a kid, so I didn't think, oh, that means I would have to have sex with all these people, or I would have to, you know, have a relation, or, you know, IVF or what. I didn't know about that stuff.
Yeah.
But I just thought to myself, oh, it'd be so cool to have a baby with a black person, a baby with a white person, a baby with a child, like, just literally all the different races, and just see how my children would turn out. It's such a weird thing.
You were thinking on some next level stuff there, man. That's some...
Honestly.
You know, we shouldn't say that out too loud. People might be going, that's a good idea. Let's go and do this. Because they can do those things now, apparently, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit weird. But the older I got, I kind of, when I was thinking a bit more rationally about, you know, children and stuff, I didn't really think too much about it. I've never been one of those, you know, some women, you know, they long for the motherhood role, like, for as long as they can remember. But that's never really been me. But now that I'm married, you know, I welcome it. But yeah, beforehand, not so much.
When you had your marriage counselling, because you had pre-marriage counselling, right? Was that part of the discussion? Was that mentioned in there?
Yeah, it was mentioned, but just in the sense that we should have a conversation about how many children we want, whether we want children. They didn't really dictate it for us. They didn't sit us down and say, how many children do you want? How many children does your husband want? Do you know what I mean? They didn't really do that, but they just made it clear that those are conversations we should have. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Because I do, and I do think it is important to have it, because some people may not want children at all. Do you know what I mean? And, you know, and other people may want. Mm. So I think it is important to discuss it. And she just reminded us that we should have that conversation, but she didn't facilitate that conversation on our behalf. She didn't do it for us.
That's cool. The last thing you don't want to do is walk down the aisle and then you get married. And then the person's like, a bit like Jade and Jason here, like, nah.
Yeah, but I really relate to Jade, because ultimately, no matter what, to be honest, and I think, we'll probably get to it a bit later on in the conversation, but I do think that it does fall on more of the woman. It's the woman's body, it's the woman, like, everything, no matter how much the dad or the husband will say, oh, I'll be there. It really is the woman's responsibility more than anything. So your someone else is living in your body for 9 months, for goodness sake. Oh my gosh, I even thought of it. You know, it's fascinating. Honestly, it is fascinating that this is how all of us seem to be. We're here. It's incredible. That's how we are here. Somebody carried us in their womb or their, you know, for 9 months. Like, honestly, when I think about it, it blows my mind. Honestly. How about you guys? Like, you had 4 children when you met your wife and she didn't have any children. Like, did you want to have more? Was she happy to have more?
To be honest, I didn't want any more because I already had 2 of each. So I was like, what more can I have?
Aww.
You know, I didn't want any more. I was settled. They were growing up, but she didn't have any. So it got to the point where we were going to break up over it. Because she's like, I'm not going to be with you for the next how many years, knowing that you don't want any more children and I want children.
Wow.
So it was literally.
So how did you guys resolve that?
We just had a child. So I had to, it was for me to make
that.
She gave me a few months to think about it and I really deliberated. She kind of vaguely remembers this conversation. She doesn't really say, she says it wasn't an ultimatum. And I said, it was an ultimatum. It's an ultimatum. It's like, I want children. You
ultimately,
don't.
Ultimately, it was an ultimatum.
Yeah. So I remember it came to the point and then she's like, so what? And I was like, you know what? Okay, we'll have, okay. I can have one more. But one more became
two more.
I've
got it within me for one more.
I got one more shot in me. But 40 months later, the second one came along, which was good because if we didn't have them so close, I don't think we'd have 2.
Mm-hmm.
So he came back to back. So, and it's good because they grow together and stuff like that. So when we go away on holidays,
you've got
company and stuff. So it's kind of good. So, But yeah, so that's literally what it was because I didn't want any and she definitely wanted children. So yeah. And that's when I decided I was going to get married and everything as well. I said, if I'm going to do it this time, I'm going to do it right.
Nice.
I'm going to do it properly. And that was when that was part of my journey when I was just about to get baptized. Everything all tied into one.
Wow.
I did it like all in 1 year. Baptism, started to have a baby, got married.
God just was like, poof.
I said, if I'm going to
do it. The locusts have eaten. Let's just do it.
So that was
let's refresh. Let's do this thing.
We're going to do it right. Let's get involved.
Praise God.
We've been
praise
together,
God.
18 years now.
That's amazing. And you know, the funny thing is, like, I don't think, even in my, you know, my wedding classes, there wasn't really any guidance about what the Bible says about should you have children. I don't know if it says, you know, you must have children, but one of the first things God says to us is go out and be fruitful and multiply.
And that was me.
You're like, I'm listening to you, Lord. I'm only doing I'm doing the Lord's work out here.
That was my scripture.
We have Psalms like Psalm 127 verse 3, children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring are a reward from him. And I really love that. Really love that. And you know, the next psalm along 128 says your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house, your children like olive plants around your table, you know. And I feel like it's just lovely. I mean, I don't think it says by force. It doesn't say you must have kids. It doesn't say you have to. Do you know what I mean?
There's some people that didn't have children in the Bible. There's some ladies that didn't have the children. Like Leah was barren for many years until she eventually had one. Who was it? Solomon's wife. She didn't have any. Pharaoh's, the one he married, Pharaoh's daughter. She didn't have any children. But,
Yeah,
she didn't have any children. There's a few that didn't have any children.
And that's why they adopted Moses, isn't it? Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they didn't have any children. So yeah, so it was, to me, It's a discussion and it's between the husband and wife, really. I don't think it should be put on anybody. Or you should have children. I'm like, are you looking after them? Are you paying for them? Are you doing? Because all good people standing from the outside shouting, have children. But we maybe don't want children.
Exactly. And some people are so nosy in that regard. Like the minute you get married, people say, when are kids coming? Without any respect to, you know, are you both ready? You know, emotionally, financially, do you know what I mean? Like, you know, and I don't know. I mean,
In Nigeria, I know quite a few West Africans. As soon as they get married, the aunties and everybody's like, "When is the children coming? When are you giving me a child? When is
I know, this is the thing.
It's like, we just about
And it's so insensitive. It's so insensitive. And the thing is, you know, there's pressure as in, you know, whether you're ready for it, like financially, emotionally, but then also there are some people who may be trying in you know, in private, and everybody's getting in their business about whether their genital stuff is working. Do you know what I mean? It's just intrusive. I find it so intrusive. I just find, honestly, it's a pet peeve of mine. I'm not going to lie. I find it very intrusive. I just find it really intrusive. To be honest, I don't even want to go into a rant or anything like that. But, you know, I do wonder though, like, do you think people should pray about having kids? You know, the same way, you know, you seek God's wisdom. Do you think it's something that should be prayed about? Do you think it's something that, you know, you should seek God about on whether to have kids or have more kids at the right time? What do you think?
You can do. I think you can pray about everything, but one thing I've known about kids, they just come along, man. You know, using protection, they can come along anytime. You know, people can say we planned.
That's true. And yeah, this is actually a topic that I think maybe we should discuss at another point of, you know, should we use protection if you're married? Should you be using protection when you're married? Do you know what I mean? Like,
it depends if you want children. If you don't want any children, then that's the way to stop from having children. But if you want to have children, then hey, go for it, man. Go for it.
But I would find it so weird to use contraception with my husband.
It depends which one you're using. There's so many different ones out there. So
yeah, there's different ways. Sometimes you can just, you know, time it with your cycle and just not have sex on days that you'd be ovulating. None of them, I guess, are 100%.
Who's got time for that? Who's got time for that? Is today
who's the ovulating got time day? For that?
Is today the ovulating day? No? Okay. Till about tomorrow. Let me check. Okay. That's so romantic, isn't it?
No. But, like, if you don't want kids, to not have sex when you are more likely to be fertile, I don't know.
Yeah, but still, man, that's a lot to be checking and...
Just having to check.
Yeah. Let's put a date in the calendar. Like, today, no. Beep, beep, no. Today's not the day. Tomorrow, maybe, love. Come back tomorrow, love.
Yeah, you know, I don't know, there's different ways, but I don't know, maybe, who knows, let me not speak out of turn. Maybe whenever, you know, we have our kids, and then maybe whenever we feel like we've had enough kids. But I would feel weird using protection with my husband. I don't know, just me.
Nah, go for it, man.
And so do you think that there is a right time to have kids? Because I feel like kids don't ask to be brought into the world. I feel like people should make conscious decisions about when to have children. But at the same time, God in his sovereignty will make you ready when it is time.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like nobody will ever be fully ready for anything. Like, we'll never fully be ready to have kids. We'll never fully be ready to be married. We'll never fully be, like, you could be waiting forever for so many different things. So I feel like it's the same with parenthood. And the beauty is, you know, from the moment you get pregnant, you have 9 months to kind of prepare. Yeah. Like, God in his infinite mercy, that's just so cool. He gives us 9 months.
True.
To say, okay, you're pregnant. You've got 9 months of the year to get ready for this new life coming into it. Yeah, to sort yourself out as much as you can. I mean, some people's situations may not change, but even if it's just mentally kind of getting aware and getting ready to think, okay, I'm going to be a father. Okay, I'm going to be a mother. You know, I think, yeah, God's just so cool.
I think I've been asked this question before, and they said, is there a right time? I say, if you just got married, and you, like, you didn't know your partner before. Some people have known their partner for like many years. But I always say, give yourself at least a year or 2 years just to have your own relationship. Because once the child comes in the relationship, the whole dynamics of relationship there's no time for each other. So I said, give yourself a year, a couple of years, get to know each other, do your dating and, you know, all that stuff. So you have some little foundation. So when the children are there, at least you got something to fall back on, like some pictures and, oh, remember when we did this? Because once the kids are there, you haven't got that time. Mm. You know, for the first year, there is no, let's go out on a date night. Date what? What's that? There's no date night in the first year or so.
It doesn't exist. It
doesn't exist.
Wow.
Because you're going to be at the child. If you're breastfeeding, you got to be home and all that stuff. You're tired. So I always say get to know each other first. At least give yourself a year, 2 years if possible, just to get to know each other, you know, create fun, go on holidays and have a bit of fun, whatever. Because once those kids come around, man, it's full on. You know, a little baby of
that's good advice.
2 weeks old, 2 months old, they dominate your whole house. They dominate your life. This little small thing that can't walk, can't talk, can't do anything apart from poo, cry, and demand. That's it. But they dominate your whole life, your whole being that's taken over. You can't sleep. So give yourself that chance to build in that little foundation before you start to. That's me anyway. I always say that to people. Give yourself a little chance, man.
That's good advice. I've heard people say that. I've heard people say don't get pregnant on your honeymoon. I've heard, you know, different strokes for different folks.
Yeah, of course, everybody's different.
You know, some people, like you said, some people are ready straight away. Some people, you know, and you know, a bit like I said, a bit like Jason and
Jade.
You know, like my husband, you know, is ready. Like he's just like, let's do this thing. Whereas me, I'm a bit more conscious of the fact that it is me that will take more of the hit, but children are a blessing, so you know, God's you know, is doing his thing anyway. Do you know what I mean?
Definitely.
But it is interesting. Some people are like literally, yeah, let's go right now, let's do this straight away. Other people, like you said, you know, just want to wait and create those memories together before the children come along. It's just very interesting.
It's
very interesting. I mean, if you and your spouse disagree, what do you think? How should you resolve it? Like Jason, Jade, I don't really know how to, like, I just feel like they're, but you know, poor Jace. Poor Jason, you know, I don't know how to even suggest to them to resolve it.
To resolve it, it's going to be hard. And that's why it's good to have these discussions at the start before you go down the aisle, before you make that big decision, because having a child isn't like, you know, buying a new car or buying a house or something. This, you know, a child's for life. You know, God willing, they're for life, for the rest of your life. So it's not like...
Just for Christmas. Yeah,
exactly. So
not just for Instagram.
Yeah. And they're not babies forever. So it's like, oh, we're having a baby. You remember, they grow up. So it's all good saying, I want a baby. Yeah, babies are nice, but they don't stay babies for long. They're only babies for like a year, 2 years. And then they become people.
True.
You know, they're walking, talking and demanding.
Yes, that's true.
Some people are not ready for that. They forget that. They say, oh, it's a baby. Looks cute. Yeah. Pushing the buggy. Yeah, it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's school and all that to come later on and bits they haven't thought about. So, some people just need to be a bit slow down. You know, I'm always a bit skeptical people. I'm not skeptical. Yeah. But I'm a bit like, why are you rushing to have a baby so quick, man? Give yourself, I don't think they understand the ramifications of what a child is. Sometimes those people, I think, if they've got nieces and nephews, have them for like a couple of weeks or night or two nights just to see what it's like.
And then understand.
Like, okay, let's wait before we do this because they're demanding, man.
Mm-hmm. But what if, for example, like the woman is ready and the man isn't, and for, because people are getting married later and later these days, you know, so, and you know, people talk about a woman's biological clock, things like that. Mm. You know, do you think those things should be taken into consideration? Because those, I guess, are scientific things. I feel like, anyway, so let me let you answer because, I do feel like, because people are having children later in life these days, I feel like the body is adjusting to it. I don't know how. I feel like, you know, our bodies are adjusting to this fact, but I don't know. Like I had a situation, well, it's not a situation, but my periods were getting heavier. And somebody said to me that because people wait longer to have children these days, it's like something that happens and your periods just get heavier almost in like, I don't know, like screaming out, trying to say, hey, you know, none of these eggs have produced a child yet. And maybe that's why your periods get heavier when you're getting a bit older. I don't know.
I don't know.
So, but anyway, like these biological things that people talk about, you know, it happens. So, you know, do you think that the husband should take into account those kind of things if the woman is ready for a child?
Yes, he should. if you're coming up to like late 30s, early 40s, I know people have children in those in those later ages, 40s and stuff, but it becomes more of a danger to your partner, to your wife then, isn't it? You know, because her clock is ticking, and it does become harder for to have children as well when they get to that age, because the eggs are not producing as much and stuff like that. So if you're marrying and you're marrying older, yeah, I think you should definitely should think about that. And it's like, why are you waiting?
But then what if it's the other way around? What if it's the woman that's like, it's my body. It's my body. You can't tell me what to do. I don't want to have a baby. You can't make me have a baby. What do we do in that situation? And is it really her body? I mean, you know, the vows that we say, you know, what's mine is yours, my body's yours, you know.
Those vows mean what's mine as the husband is the wife's, and what's the wife's is the wife's. That's what those vows mean. They don't mean...
Hey!
That's what those vows mean. That's what they mean.
That's how we treat it, isn't it? What's my husband's is mine, but what's mine is mine.
That's right. Because my clothes will become her clothes. She will put on a t-shirt and all that, and all of a sudden that t-shirt no longer is mine. No. But I can't.
And then you can't wear hers.
No.
Exactly.
Have you seen that video? Have you seen that video of a guy that did that to his wife?
No, which one?
there's a video going around, and he goes, my wife's always wearing my clothes. So he goes into her wardrobe and he pulls out one top and everything, and then just walks into the kitchen like a
Oh, I think I have seen that. I think I have seen that.
And he says to her, say something. He says to her, say something.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I do feel like the woman should have a bit more of a say, because, you know, it is her body that will go through the transformation. Like, there was this viral video that went viral, this YouTube couple in Nigeria. And, you know, the man was, you know, saying to her, oh, you need to be breastfeeding, you need to be pumping, like you need to be pumping milk every day. And this is a young couple, or this is not like a staunch old African man. This is a young couple who are very progressive, very, you know, forward thinking. And he's like, yeah, I'm here for you. We're in this together. We're working as a team. And she was like, but it's me that's doing the pumping. It's me. Like, just things like that. Yeah. Like, just trying to break it down to him that, yes, you're in this with me. You know, he's with her. He's holding her hand through it. But it's her body that it's really taxing on. So I do think, you know, that should, and again, out of love, out of kindness, that should be taken into consideration by the husband.
It should definitely. Most men, we don't understand it. As a man, we don't get it. Don't matter how much classes you go to and all that, we still don't know what it feels like physically to go through all that. The pain. We have no, I don't care what any man says, we have no concept of it. We can't even imagine it. You know,
it's like, true.
Apparently, the closest to childbirth that we can get is tooth pain. Apparently, that's the closest.
Oh, interesting.
Apparently, that's the closest they said we can get. And trust me, tooth pain is enough. I don't need
that's the worst pain. Oh gosh, toothaches are so bad.
Apparently that's the pain, but everything else, like pumping from the breasts and all that, we have no clue that. And apparently that hurts sometimes, especially when they're fall and stuff like that. It hurts and they get nipple sores. And so guys, be easy on your partners. Don't be pushing them. Take their time. Be sensitive. We have no clue. And we wouldn't change places. So I don't. Well, some guys would. Me personally, I ain't changing any place with any woman anytime. No, I don't want to know if. I don't want to feel what it feels like to be a woman. No, I have no desire. So,
yeah.
If she's saying she's in pain and she's tired, just listen. Just listen, man.
Right? Just listen. Listen, hear her out. Yeah. And, you know, there's a new thing now at the moment of guys like kind of getting period stimulators and putting it. Like period stimulators, so to feel the pain of a period.
Why would you do
put
that?
Like these? I do not know why, but as soon as they do it, they're just like like they literally start going and bending all over the place, and it's like we women, you know, for us to complain, like we don't even do it. We don't even complain, like for no reason. Like if we're gonna listen to us, hear us out, you know.
Yes, it's
hear us out.
As I said, I have no desire to feel any of the woman's pains. And
trust me,
Eve, thank you for bearing all that pain. I have no desire. I'd be like Adam, the only pain I'd want to feel is backache from carrying stuff and arm ache. I don't want to feel any of that pain, and the big belly and the waddling. No, thank you.
It's no, like that.
No,
nah,
not
fam.
For me. This,
no, thank you.
This body
you.
Wasn't designed for that.
Oh, you're sounding like Jade now.
This body was...
Look at this body.
This body, that's right. This body is not designed for that. It's okay.
It ain't designed for that.
And I have no desire for it to be changed, altered. Men want to feel this, be like women and feel the pain. No, that doesn't work for me.
No.
Because I'm looking at this, the thing here, it says men often like to have their home in shape, example, finances, living space, job prospects. That's true. Just true. And men often like me time, having kids, such as chat, clear goodbye to that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 That is true. We do like to have men, for men to be happy. This is a little sound for you ladies. It's a little sound for you ladies. Men are very simplistic people. We're very simplistic creatures. We're not complicated. You lot overcomplicate us and give us more props than we ever deserve. So we're not. You lot overthink because you lot think too much. So men, okay, not all men, but a good proportion of men are very easy creatures. So these are like the five pointers that men are, that make a man satisfied. You know, the man's good.
Okay.
The bills are paid. Like, they can afford to pay the bills and there's money in the bank. That's one.
I'm taking notes. Let me get my pen and paper, girls. If you're listening, take those notes and man them if you're listening. Let's see if you agree with these points. Let's go.
So one, you know, we paid the bills, we've got money in the bank. Yeah. So our finances is okay. Not saying super rich, but, you know, we're okay. We're okay until next month. And then two, you know, we can have sex as and when we need it, as and when we want it, it's there. Three, there's food in the house. We can eat. We like to feel good. Four, like to have our time. You know, chill out, go out with the guys, do whatever.
Yeah.
And five, always make sure your wife is happy.
I was waiting for that one. Always, I was waiting for something about me.
Yeah, so that's what... So those things, once the guy's got all those things sorted out, he's cool, you know. He's really cool. He's really cool. He ain't got no problems.
I like that.
Yeah, from he's got his little me time, his little MySpace and stuff like that, he's fine. But when a child comes along, hey...
That's true. All those things could start getting disrupted.
Yeah, they get disrupted, especially the me time. You might want to sit down and watch a bit of the, you know, used to sitting in the front room by yourself and stuff like that. And a child comes in and puts it all of a sudden on children's TV.
Yeah.
If you've only got one TV in the house, it's like, oh, what's wrong with this child, man? It's all TV stuck on this channel. And what happens? We end up getting consumed into the child's cartoons. But yeah. So those little things, those little pointers that most men are quite happy with. There's other bits and pieces, but I'm not going to give you all the secrets. You'll have to work that the rest yourself.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Because every man's an individual. So, but those are pretty much keep guys happy. If you want to know your guys happy, those, when those things are taken care of, they're good. Real good.
I like that. Oh, that's nice. But to be fair, the woman goes through the same thing about not having the me time. Do you know what I mean?
Women's,
but it's more
got
expected
me time.
Of the
woman. You ladies and your me time.
What are you talking about? If there's a child, we will have less me time than you guys. Don't try it.
You lot always going out with the girls. You're going here with
after
the girls.
After having kids.
Yeah,
after
all
having
of that.
Babies, you
ladies,
can be breastfeeding.
You got girls' time. Get out of here, man. Mummy, we're in a mummy yummy mummy club and all these different clubs, man. Get out. We don't have no
YMC.
Yummy daddy club. We don't have no
yummy
daddy.
Mummy club.
See, YMC.
I like that.
You've even strap-lined it already, man. Get out of here, man.
Yummy mummy club.
Yeah,
ooh,
we don't have no yummy daddy club or none of that. You got your group. I'm going out with the girls. Whatever, man.
Let's see what happens. Yeah. I can't speak.
Sending your text messages to studio2@premier.org.uk. Let's see. Yummy mummy club and all these mummy times. And I need to go get my nails did. I need to go do this. As fathers have to stay at home with our stubby fingernails and stuff like that. And so, yeah.
Well, bless you guys. Shout out to all of the husbands and all of the men that are out there helping out with the children, doing real teamwork with their women. Thank you. So, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I feel like children are a blessing from God. And I, at times I do kind of think, you know, we should leave ourselves open to the will of God as to whether we do have kids, whether we, you know, some people choose that, you know, that they never want kids. And again, you know, I think if both people are in agreement, that's their choice. But when one does and one doesn't, you know, I think it can be quite painful in a relationship. But I do believe, you know, we should be open to the will of God. I mean, I don't know how many kids we will have, but honestly, all I know, I want twins as part of them. So no matter how many times before we get twins, like, Lord, I want to, we'll keep going until the twins come. We'll just keep it on rolling. We'll keep on rolling till the twins come along. Like,
why do you want twins, man? What's the fascination, you know, with twins?
I don't know. I just love them. My brother has twins. So I have, you know, two nieces that are twins. And they're just, I think for me, it is the fascination of them just growing together, having a friend from the womb. Like, I just love that. But I love what you said as well. You know, if you have children, you know, at the same time, then, I mean, sorry, near in ages, then they can also grow up together. But it's also just getting two for the price of one. There's something about it. I don't know. Like, you have one pregnancy, two kids, like,
oh! He's trying to cut it's corners. So sweet. He's just trying to cut corners, man. That's what it is. Nice. He's trying to cut corners, man. Let's get it out of the way. Make sure you fire twice, okay?
You know, literally, to be honest, if it does end up that twins are first, then I probably wouldn't go for any more. But if it isn't twins first, then I'm ready to keep on going. Let's get that football team, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, I see your husband's beard already going like mine. He's got a nice black beard. I see it changing
going
already.
I think
he's got one or two just sprouted up, like, what, football team?
Yes.
I said one child.
But I mean, children are a blessing. And again, I just pray for resources to be able, however many children God, I don't really see myself using contraception with my husband. So however many children God wants to bless us with. But, you know, again, I think everything should be done in wisdom. Everything should be done, with mindfulness. Do you know what I mean? I want to obviously be good stewards of what God has given us. I want us to be able to raise children well, to be able to look after children well, to have the time for them. And that's, you know, that's my main concern. I don't want to bring children into the world when I don't have the time to look after them. I don't want to be palming them off to other people from the moment they're 1 year. I mean, from the moment they're a day old. Do you know what I mean? I want to be able to have that time to nurture them.
Yeah.
I don't want other people raising my kids. Like, I really, you know, so obviously you can have help, you know, you can have help. You can have people, you know, that help you with your children, but I really want to have a good part to play in my children's lives. So let's see what happens.
Did you know in Catholic wedding ceremonies, I've been to a Catholic wedding, so I can't recall, the couple are asked, are you prepared to accept children lovingly from God and to bring them up according to the law of Christ and his church? Is this question helpful in diminishing any surprise ideals later down the line? Would you have agreed to this in your wedding vows?
Yeah, I wouldn't have any problem with it. Yep. I don't see anything wrong with that. Again, unless you're somebody who doesn't want kids.
Yeah.
But it says, are you prepared to accept?
Yeah.
So that's if you're given. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And of course, you know, there are some people who want children and can't have children. Yeah. At the moment, let me speak that over your life. If you are someone who's trying, you know, it's for the moment. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, I pray by God's grace, you will be able, those who desire fruit of the womb, those who want children will be able to have them. So yes, there may be people who aren't able to have children at the moment, but I think the key word is, are you prepared to accept children lovingly from God? So if he gives them to you, will you accept them?
Yeah, that's a good question, but I'd be cool with it because I mostly wouldn't even hear it anyway. I'd just say yes.
You just be like, yeah.
It's part of the vows, isn't it? Yeah. So I'd mostly say yes, but I think that question, it can be kind of pushy, because especially if somebody knows that they can't have children, it might make them feel a bit of a way, like, you can't have children. You already know you physically cannot have children. You might have been tested or whatever.
Yeah,
but you can always adopt.
Yes, exactly.
Like that,
you can adopt. You can, there's surrogacy. There's different options.
I suppose so.
And the key word again is accept.
Yeah.
So if God gives them to you, will you accept them?
Yeah.
You know, And I think, you know, it's just the whole conversation of kids. Like I said, you know, you have to tread carefully, because like I said before, not everybody may be, you know, in a situation where one, they want kids, or maybe some people have been trying for years. Yeah. And you don't know people's stories. You don't know what people are going through behind the scenes. Yeah. So just come up and say to people, oh, when are your kids coming? Or, oh, still no kid. Like, it's just so painful. Even if somebody is pregnant, and you're making assumptions. What if they don't want to share with the world yet? What if they don't want to tell people yet? And you're coming up to them, oh, you look pregnant. I get it all the time. Like, people, oh, your nose. And I'm like, do I have a big nose? Like, honestly, it's the most upsetting thing sometimes. It's just so annoying. I've been pregnant for the past 2 years.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean?
You know what?
So whenever, you know, like, honestly, people have been saying I'm pregnant for the past 2 years. And I just think it's just.
You don't have a big stomach or nothing?
I don't listen. Anything I do, I do have a big stomach. Actually, have a podgy stomach. Yeah, I do. But I've had that for like my life. Like, do you know what I mean? I've never really tried to get abs or whatever. But it's natural. Some people's, you know, parts of their bodies are podgier than others.
Yeah, that's fine.
Do you know what I mean? And it's just that's okay. Do you know what I mean? But it's just so annoying to hear it all the time, and people just assuming different things. And, you know, by God's grace. Again, like I receive it when the time is right. I receive it, and I thank God. But just don't make assumptions about people's lives.
I've learned my lesson in that one. I remember I saw somebody and I went, "Oh, congratulations!"
Uh oh.
I didn't know, man.
And what was their response?
They kind of shrugged it off and laughed, because what it is, they had a child a few years before. And they hadn't lost the stomach, but I hadn't seen them like in a loose t-shirt. Oh, I've only ever seen them out. So when I went to the house and I saw them, I was like, oh. And I just said it. I thought, oh, dude, congratulations. Like, they again, I was like, okay, cool.
But
the smile and what she said kind of made me go, oh, I think I've put my foot in it here. And I think I told my wife, and she just said, as far as I know, she's not pregnant. I went, oh, snap. And I've never said anything about it again. So if she's listening, good. I am apologizing. I didn't mean it. I didn't know. I just didn't know. I didn't know. It was honest mistake.
Yeah.
So I've learned never to say anything until the person tells me they're pregnant.
Thank you. That's it. And that is the key. Someone announces.
I saw one of my nieces. And she's I haven't seen her for years.
Yeah.
And she put on a bit of weight. So I was like, wow, she looks pregnant. I didn't know. No one ever said. But Theo, don't say anything. Just say hi. And if any of them say anything to me, then I might say something more. But no one said anything. So I didn't say anything. Then I text one of my daughters and I said, is your cousin pregnant? And they went, they started to die with laughter. He goes, no, Dad, she just put on a bit of weight.
Oh, thank goodness you didn't say anything. Because some people are already so conscious about the way they look, conscious about their weight. If you had said that, goodness me.
Yeah, it would have been, and I would have said it with a, and I wasn't saying it out of mean, so I just learnt, don't say any, young men, women, don't say it. Just loud
exactly.
Women.
Women, I think, are the worst. I think women are worse anything, than men. Man. They just like, oh, they're like, oh, I can tell. And I again, tell. People think that having one child or having a child before gives you the authority to speak over, you know, other people's body. Oh, no.
They are
like,
prophets.
You're not.
They say you're a prophet, so.
Yeah. And I don't know. I think maybe do they want a prize for predicting it? Like, nobody can even say they predicted mine, because as far as I'm concerned, everybody's been saying I'm pregnant for 2 years. So whenever I have my baby, you know, none of you were right, because you've been saying it for 2 years. So don't even try it. Like, don't even try it.
I told you, niggas. Yeah, that was 3 years ago. You told me.
Yeah, I'm like, no, none of you. Like, honestly.
Don't be
anyway, we thank God. Honestly, I thank God for the gift of children. And I do pray again, you know, for anybody who desires the gift of children, and that God will grant your desires, you know.
Yeah.
I really pray that God will grant you.
Children are a blessing. I would say, in regards to me having my children when I did, they sorted out my life. They gave me they gave me something to focus on, because I left school at 16, no qualifications, nothing, just there. And then I had a child, so it made me get up and go to work and start sorting out myself. So if I didn't
you had
have
a why.
Them, yeah. So because I would have just been sitting there with my friends, mostly selling drugs like what they did, and just laze about, because we had YTS money then. So you just go on some youth training. You don't know what that is, do you?
No.
I knew. I could tell by your face that it was YTS. It's youth training scheme. So you'd get like £30. I think they changed it a few years ago. They called it something else. But it's like you get £30. Yeah, you get £30 if you do some sort of apprenticeship or some training scheme. So all my friends were doing that and getting £30 at the end of the week and selling drugs on the wall and sitting down doing nothing with themselves. But it made me go to work and start to look for. I got someone else to look after, someone else to feed, clothe.
Yes, exactly.
Not about me. So having children can be a blessing, and it can. One thing I don't advocate. Not just my own personal opinion is like when people, you know, have a child to try and save their marriage,
won't work.
I don't think it's fair on the child.
It's not fair on the child, and a lot of the times it will just accentuate what is already broken. Like whatever's already broken needs to be dealt with. It's the same thing when people think marriage will fix a relationship. Like whatever issues you had before in the person you would like to marry, again, marriage just accentuates them.
Definitely.
It doesn't mask them. And the same thing with children. And, you know, I can understand people must be quite, you know, feel quite desperate at that point to try and do that to save their relationship. But there's other ways, like you just, you know, or thinking, oh, let me trap a man. That happens a lot now as well.
Oh, that
let
happened. Me trap a man happen- with a child. That's been happening for years. That's been happening
for
years.
Let me trap him with a child. But unfortunately, you know, a lot of men don't even regard that now. They're like, oh, you're having my child. Okay. They're going to leave me.
Trapping a man has never worked. It's never worked. You always end up having left with the baby, left holding the baby. Yeah. And have some man that you are in, like, you know, tremendous relationship. You're like arguing nonstop. But the man didn't want the child in the first place.
Yeah.
So, and people having, because I've seen it, people get married and the relationship's, you know, fractured, it's broken. Nobody's trying to change anything. It's kind of, and then, oh, let's have a child. And I'm like,
to fix it. Yeah. But it doesn't.
And then a few years later, you separate anyway. And now you've got a young child to kind of like, deal with, instead of having a clean break or accepting each other at the yard and fixing each other's whatever the problem is. It can be fixed, can be rectified.
There's nothing that's beyond redemption for
so
God.
If
do you know what I mean?
Have a child, that means there's something that you look can rectify, but you just don't choose to stay who you are. That's not that's not people not compromising. Obviously there's a problem, but you both don't want to accept there's a problem. You would say, okay, a child will fix it, but that means you two ain't listening to each other, right? You're just doing your thing. Ooh, you're both just doing your thing. Or we have a child that will bring us closer. No, there was something not bringing you closer in the first place. The child is just going to fit in the gap.
Right.
But you two are going to be at opposite sides of the child. So sort out your business before, because children are then left broken. No mum, no dad. Mum and dad are separated and all that stuff. And you've brought that into the world and all that anarchy. You don't need that, man. So sort your business out.
Don't do it intentionally. I mean, I know some situations are beyond our control. Like there's certain situations, you know, abuse and things like that, or, you know, certain situations that just aren't feasible, you know. But I think, don't do it on purpose. Don't think, oh, let me have a child to fix that. It's an age old trick. But like Theo says, it's never worked. It doesn't work.
There might be a few, you know, cases where it does work. But I think,
or people stay out of resentment and try to make it work, even though they're not happy.
Yeah, they're not happy. Yeah. And that child is growing up. Don't use a child as a tool. Never use a child as a tool, man. They're not tools.
They're their own humans.
They grow up. They grow up to become like you. They don't stay babies and children forever. And one tip of babies, and I say to Pitt, don't lie to your kids, man. Don't lie to your children. Your child would never, ever forget that lie.
Wow.
You might have forgotten it, but they will never forget. Do you remember that time when you said that? Do you remember that time? Do you remember that time? That's what they will throw it up in your face nonstop. Even though they might lie nonstop, you mustn't lie. Because they look to you as their guide and protector and their comfort. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to be lying. Don't have to tell them the whole truth, but tell them what they need to know to get past that point. Without to tell them everything as they get older. Age appropriate. that's what you can, but after going to everything, but if you're going to just lie to fob it off, yeah, they're going to say, you lied. You know, you lied about Father Christmas. You lied. You lied about this. you lied about the tooth fairy. I saw you coming out. And some kids take that really, you know, it affects them.
Yeah, but I really loved believing in Father Christmas. I do wonder, would I, you know, for my kids now, but anyway, let's see.
Father,
I love that.
That's... After I spent all that money, you're going to blame Father Christmas? Get out of here, man. I got the white beard, but...
That was
me, man. I brought that. You saw me go in the shop. In fact, you were in the shop when I brought it.
I like that. Oh, well, that's a perfect way to segue into our expert 60 second. Mm-hmm. Like, Theo, honestly, was sounding like an expert today. He's giving us that expert advice.
Well, I got six of them.
Let's see. Yes. Yeah, true. You should write a book, you know. But anyway, that's a conversation for another time.
Don't everyone stop talking. Lordy didn't hear it. No one heard it. Just cut it.
That's a combo for another time, you know. But let's hear what our guest has. You guys know that on Naked Love Podcast, we give space for a guest to share their thoughts and give tips. And each valued guest has 60 seconds to do so. So, 1, 2, 3, go!
We never know what child and what talents God sends to us through our children. My name is Abba Shields. I'm a mother of four. I'm a Catholic mom. I have an MA in Catholic Applied Theology with a focus on marriage and family life. I would, in this day and age, recommend natural fertility planning as a great option for parents considering how many children to have. And for parents who don't think they want to embrace children at all, I would seriously encourage them to prayerfully reconsider. For children are always gift, and we know what happened to Onan in chapter 38, 8, verses 8 to 10 of Genesis. And therefore, I would encourage all parents to seriously consider embracing life.
Interesting tips. Yes. Maybe they should write a book.
Don't deflect, Theo. I'm talking to you.
Don't speak English.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see where the Ghanaian brother comes from.
I don't speak English. What do you say? Can I ask you a question? Can you still be a family without children? Can you still be a family? Do you think you can still class yourself as a family?
Of course, 100%.
That's a quick question. Because I thought the same, but I just wanted to see if you think differently.
I feel like you are a family. Yeah. You are a family, 100%.
But some people think they need to have a child to make them hold and stuff like that. And
nope, I feel you're a family. You and your husband are, that is your family. And guard your family, protect your family. You know, yeah, be precious about your family, 100%. Yeah. 100%.
Uh-huh.
So finally... you know, we're Auntie Kathy and Uncle Theo. You know how we do.
Mm-hmm.
We have a listener question at the end of every podcast because we're here for you guys. We are here for you guys. Would you like to do the honours, Uncle Theo?
Yes, it says, dear Auntie Kathy and Uncle Theo, how do I get over my ex? I love him so much, but I don't know how to get over him. From... How do you say that? You can read them IG's names. Gina, is it Gina Abel? Or Gina,
something like that. Yeah, well, Gina, we know her first name is Gina, so thank you, Gina, for this question.
How do you get over your ex? Do you want to tackle this? I can tackle it. I got a few ways.
Okay, well, yours is probably going to be more practical than mine. Mine is just listen, just get over him, girlfriend. Literally leave him in the dust. Like, if you, my one question to you, Gina, is if you can love the wrong person that much, imagine how much you're going to be able to love the right one.
Ah, see there.
Just
beautiful.
Imagine.
Beautiful.
Just imagine, like, don't even waste your tears crying over this person. If that person wasn't you, like, just be so grateful. Like, I see anytime, like, now that I'm with my husband, I just look back on the people who I thought I was going to marry before. And I'm just like, wow, God, thank you.
Yes.
Like, thank you so much. I didn't know you were doing me a favor back then. I did not know you were helping me out. And now I'm with my husband. I'm like, wow. So I would have actually settled for that person, or I would have actually just allowed that guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So Gina, I'm just telling you, like, girl, get yourself back up, pick yourself back up, pick yourself back up, and know that somebody is going to love you for who you are. Somebody's going to treat you correctly. Like, do not worry, girl. That's my make. Just like, you pick yourself back up. You are worthy. Do you know what I mean? You are daughter of the Most High. You are worthy, girlfriend. Pick yourself back up.
That's right. See, I don't even have to say anything more, because I would have told you this. Yeah, get over it, man. The Bible says, do not remember the past. Remember former things. But behold, I will do a new thing. I'll spring forth waters in the desert.
Amen.
And make a way in the wilderness. Remember not. You know, one of the things I like to say to people, when you turn your back on something, that's like a disrespect, isn't it? You disrespected it. You turn your back. So turn your back on your past. The reason why he's your ex is a reason why they're your ex for a reason. So whatever that reason is, that's the reason why you're not together.
Yep.
And make sure remember that.
Yeah, and sometimes I feel like girls get hurt when it's not them, or feel more hurt when it's not them that ended the relationship, the other person, you know, that ended the relationship, you know, whether it's male or female. I think if you're not the person who ended it and you still wanted it to continue, you are going to feel more hurt. But listen, again, the right person is not going to do that to you.
No.
Do you know what I mean? And I honestly just thank God. And the thing is, like, again, some people will really be very sad about the time that has passed. Like, I know people who've been in 7-year relationships and that it's had to come to an end. Do you know what I mean? Seven years. And then they just think, oh, but I spent 7 years of my life with him. It's like, okay, so don't waste a second longer.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? He was stopping you for 7 years from meeting the person you were meant to be with.
Yes.
So do not waste a second longer crying about him, or, you know, moping about him. And I realized, when you still are thinking about that guy, you do not allow God to bring the person who is meant to be into your life. Like, there's people who are still, they think, oh, I don't even like him. I hate him. I don't even care about him. But he still has that power over you to make you angry, to make you feel so resentful when you think about him. And that unforgiveness is not allowing space for anybody else to come into your life. No. So really, honestly, Gina, and to anybody else who's listening to this, who's going through a breakup right now, I know it hurts. It is going to hurt, because you probably didn't enter the relationship thinking it was going to end the way it did. But you just need to listen. You just need to thank God for that experience. Yep. You're wiser now. You've learned from that relationship. You know things to look out for. Again, don't make the next person pay for the things that this person has done. But, you know, take the lesson that you need to take. Dust yourself off. Pick yourself up. And girl, get up.
Get it, man. Go get yours.
Literally.
Was it very interesting? Hopefully that helped you, Gina. Don't forget, if you want to be like that, just text us, email us at studio2@premier.org.uk. If you've got any dilemmas or any questions you'd like to ask us, hopefully, Gina, that's helped you. And all those who are sitting at home wondering and sitting there crying over some past hurts, leave them alone, man. They're a waste of time. They're not worthy of you. So the Lord has removed an obstacle out of your way. So don't worry about it.
He did you a favor, for real.
So today we've been talking about babies. When is the right time to have a baby? When is not the right time? Are they a gift? Are they not a gift? Can you be a family without them? And you know what? Babies are a blessing. They can change your life. They give you a different purpose on life. They change your whole purpose and concept of how you view life. So having a baby is an important decision. Don't wait until you're walking down the aisle or you've married and then decide, oh, we're having that discussion. Have it before. If it's possible, have that discussion before you have a child, before you get married. Have that discussion. Even if you have pre-marriage and counseling, speak to them about it. When is the right time? And as I said earlier, build some foundation in your relationship before you have children. Because once they come along, they take over. And I'm going to wait to see when Kathy has a child. She won't be wearing those glasses. You won't be looking so glamorous. You'd be like, what? We're doing another podcast. Can I wait? Can it wait?
let's see. I take on that challenge. Oh, thank you guys. Thank you everybody who's been listening. You guys know what it is. You know, we love to close this with a prayer. So I would just love to say a quick prayer before we close. So Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you, Lord, that truly children are a gift from you. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that we would be open Lord God, to your will and to your desires around children, Heavenly Father. I pray, Lord God, that we would have necessary conversations for those who are in relationships, for those who are married, Lord God, that we would have those necessary conversations. And I pray for understanding from both parties, Lord God, regarding it, Heavenly Father. And I pray for those who desire children and have not yet had that blessing yet. I say yet, and I just speak and I just declare that, Lord God, you will grant them their heart's desires. You will truly grant them their heart's desires. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would just allow us to just continue having open, healthy conversations that are necessary. And I pray, Lord God, for those who feel to use children as a weapon, or to use having a baby to keep things together, or whatever it may be, Lord God, I just pray that whatever needs to be dealt with would be dealt with, and that nothing would be used as a distraction, nothing would be used as a tool or a weapon to try and sort things out, but Lord, that these conversations would take place. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of children. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of pregnancy. I pray for all pregnant women right now, that, Lord, you would just bless their pregnancy, bless their childbirth, Heavenly Father, and just bless everything that concerns them. And I pray that, you know, they would hold you firm. They would hold you firm in all things. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen and amen. Don't forget to follow us on Premier Gospel on all socials to hear from us about the podcast. And plus, if you love gospel music, you can hear the podcast mixed with great music each and every Sunday night from 9 p.m. here on Premier Gospel. We out of here, Kathy.
Yeah, AKA
a cup
it's
of
another
Kathy.
Week.
It's another week, thank another episode. You. Thank you all.
Thank you,
guys.
Remember, tweet us.
Yes.
Hashtag, you know, Naked
hashtag
Love
Naked
Podcast.
Love. That's it.
We'll be listening. We'll be reading. We'll be retweeting. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, God bless you
God
guys.
God bless you guys.
And lots of love. Till next week.
Next week. Ciao.
Ciao. Bye.
The Naked Love Podcast with Theo Manderson.
And Kathy, a.k.a. A Cup of Kathy.
3. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.